Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience today. I thank the God of Israel today for being here again with you on this platform. I thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for all that he is doing in my life. I would like to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. I cannot say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant yet because where I am, it's not dark yet. The sun is still up. So I just would like to greet you in the name of the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. Truly, this will be a very, very well-needed tonight. Well-needed. Well-needed broadcast. Because it's a lot of deception going on in the world and in the earth. A whole lot of deception. And at this time in our life, we need to really understand, number one, what is going on in this earth. So I just had to come on. Usually I come on Saturday. I'm usually not here on a Friday night. But because I feel such a need to discuss this topic, I thought that I would come on tonight. Tomorrow I will be here again to pick up where we left off concerning the 613 laws that I've been teaching for the past 4 weeks. We will be here tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m., 12 noon, to pick up where we left off concerning the law. But as I teach you the law, it's a lot of more things I need to discuss with you that's very, very important, like this topic that we have tonight. It's a very, very important discussed topic that we need to get some understanding and knowledge and wisdom about. What is a Gentile? Who and what are they serving? The truth is in the Bible. What is a Gentile? What I'm going to do first concerning this topic, this is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha, but I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the God of Israel and of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, is 661-244-9831. If anybody would like to call, you're welcome to do so. We're going to go right into our lesson. We're going to go right into the lesson. I like to thank the God of Israel. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Host for getting me this far in life. I give them the glory, the honor, and the Son of God. I like to thank him also for all that he have done for me and the world. Let's go right into our lesson now. Give me a few seconds. Before we get started tonight, I would like to, this evening, it's not night where I am yet, this evening, I would like to pull up the word Gentile. I would like to pull up the word Gentile. The reason why I feel that this is a very needed topic is because we've been told, and everybody been told in this world, that they are Gentiles. That they are Gentiles. Everybody believe they are Gentile. You ask people where they come from. They said, well, especially black people. I'm a black woman myself. We come from Africa and we Gentiles. And everybody believe they Gentiles in the world because we've been taught that Israel is dead and they done away with and don't nobody know where they is and don't nobody know who they is and they do not exist anymore. So that's why everybody on this earth believe that they are a Gentile. But me, as the prophet of the God of Israel, I am here to correct you tonight. I'm here to set the Hebrew record straight tonight as the prophet of the God of Israel. I must set the Hebrew record straight. So that's my objective tonight, is to do that. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to look up the word Gentile just to start off the broadcast tonight. Let me look up the word Gentile. What exactly is a Gentile? I'm looking in a Wikipedia for the word Gentile right now. It's a Gentile from Latin gentilis, of or belonging to the same people or nation from gens, clan, tribe, people, family. If I can get you to help me, turn on this. It's getting a little warm now. And just pull it all the way back there a little bit, baby. Could you, please? Thank you. It's raining here. It was cold. Now it's getting a little hot now. If you could pull it back some, a little bit. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. So we're looking up the word Gentile. We have some scriptures that we're going to go through tonight. I have a couple news articles that I'm going to read tonight. Gentile is a clan, a tribe, people, family, is a term that's usually mean someone who is not a Jew. Gentile means someone who is not a Jew. That's what Gentile means. It's a other groups that claim Israelite heritage sometimes use the term to describe outsiders. The term is used by English translators for the Hebrew Goyim. Goyim. That's what a Gentile is in the Hebrew. Goyim. Goyim. G-O-Y. Goyim. It's a, in the Hebrew Bible and in the Greek word, and in the New Testament, the word Gentiles is derived from Latin, gentilis, and is used to translate the original Hebrew or Greek words as found in the Bible in a specific context. The original Hebrew word goya and its Greek equivalent, and the singular can refer to any group of people, nation. Okay, you get it. A Gentile is a person or a race of people or a nationality that is non-Jew. They are not a Jew. They are not a Hebrew. And they are not an Israelite. And when I say that, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel that's rolled up in the Bible, your translated King James Version Bible, your Greek translation, your Spanish translation, whatever translation you have. I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, so anybody that's not a Israelite, anybody that's not from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a Gentile. And we've been told by the people that rule this world. We've been told by the people that set up all the laws and everything that we see in this world that everybody is a Gentile. How can everybody on this earth be a Gentile? That don't make sense to me. That don't make sense to me. And then they want to go with those people that's over there in Israel that say they Israelis. They supposed to be Jews. They supposed to be Jews. But they call themselves Jewish and they call themselves Israelis. They don't call themselves Israel or they don't call themselves Jews. They call themselves like Jewish or you might get some that call themselves Jews. But if we really look in the Bible and really do research and do some serious studying about an Israelite and a Hebrew and a Jew, you will see that they are not white people at all. They are not white people at all. In the Hebrew scrolls, the 12 tribes of Israel, they are all people of color. They are black and brown people. Back in the ancient times, Adam and Eve, they was black people. They was black. The original people in this earth are black. The original color is black. And when I say black, I'm not just talking about African Americans, they call us, or Negroes. Because you have 12 tribes of Israel. You have 12 tribes. You have 12 tribes, and all of them is not dark people now because we've been scattered all over the earth, everywhere, in all countries all over the world. So some of us, some of the Jews, the Hebrews, they light-skinned it, okay? Some of them brown-skinned it, some of them black-skinned it. But the original Hebrews, from ancient times, I'm talking about way back there, Noah, Adam and Eve, Moses, all of them back there, they was black as tar. Okay? So we're going to go into this lesson because we seriously need to understand who we are in this earth right now with all this going on and all this happening and all this chaos and confusion around us up in here. We need to understand who we are, where we come from, and who our God is, and who is the God of the Jews or the Hebrews, and who is the God of the Gentiles. We need to go into that understanding. So I read to you what a Gentile is. Anybody that's not a Jew is a Gentile. And when you look at it in a religious understanding, you're going to believe that you have been told that you are spiritual Israel. You have been told that you are spiritual Israel when you look at it in a religious standpoint about you being a Gentile. You are spiritual Israel. That's what's being taught. That's what's been said. And that's what you Gentiles believe. Okay? But I'm not going into spiritual Israel tonight to prove my point. I'm going to go from another angle. I'm going to go from another angle tonight. So we're going to now... We're going to pull up our very first scripture. We're going to come out of Genesis chapter 9, verse 19. Genesis 9, 19. Okay, you're dealing with, and I believe what I really, really got to do is pull up Genesis 25. But we're going to go in Genesis 19 right now. I'm sorry, Genesis 9, 19. I really have to pull up Genesis 25. Genesis 9:19. Everybody believe they're Gentile. Everybody. How can we have just one race of people in this earth? How? That's not possible. The God of Israel did not just make one race, one nationality of people in this earth. So it's absolutely impossible for everybody to be a Gentile. And a lot of people don't even know what a Gentile is, and don't even, you know, you go with the fact that you African-American. Most of you church people, been taught that you are Gentiles and that you from Ham is your father. But it's a lot of people in this world don't even know that they Gentiles, Jews, or they have no idea what nationality and what race they come from. And this is very, very disturbing for the simple fact that our young people, our children, are growing up from generation to generation to generation to generation, not knowing who they are, not knowing where they come from, not knowing their bloodline, not knowing their inheritance, not knowing their lineage in this earth. And this is a serious, serious problem. Because when you grow up like that, not knowing who you are and where you come from, you're going to always catch yourself looking in the mirror saying, well, who am I? I did it when I was a young girl growing up. I was very confused about who am I. So it's important that I lay the foundation tonight about a Jew and a Gentile, a Hebrew and a Gentile. So Genesis 9. Genesis 9, verse 19. 9:19. Out of verse 18, you know, most of the people believe they from they Polish, they Scottish, they Greeks, they Romans, they African Americans, they, you know, they French, you know, they Italians. We need to know what is our bloodline. And what is our lineage? What is our race? What is our nationality? Where did we come from? And who did we come from? And I know to you Christians, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters to you Christians. Nothing matters to you Christians. And that's why y'all people are so confused and so dumbfounded. You don't understand nothing but Jesus and going to the church and paying your tithes. That's all y'all people know. You are really ignorant and a dumbfounded people. Because don't nothing matter. It doesn't matter who I am. It doesn't matter where I come from. That is the most stupidest statement that a person could ever make in their life. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It don't matter what color you are. That's so stupid and dumb to even have that kind of mentality, to even have that mindset like that. But that's how you've been programmed, and that's how you've been brainwashed, that nothing matters. Long as you can serve Jesus, long as you can serve Jesus, that's all you need. And see, as long as these people that set up the laws of this earth and told you that you're a Gentile, As long as you keep believing that it don't matter about nothing, your color, none of that, these people keep control over you. They keep dominion over you. They keep power over you. Because in order for you to have some dominion in this earth and some authority and some power in this earth, you must know who you are. And you must know where you come from and who you come from. It's important to know that. And that's why the God of Israel told Jacob, Jacob had 12 sons, and they are all Hebrews. So let's pick it up at Genesis 9:18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Okay? It was three sons that left the ark with their daddy Noah, with their mama, and with their wives. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark was Shem. Who is Shem? What race and nationality? These three sons, let me just keep reading. I'm going to make my point in a minute. Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. Let me say it again. And Ham is the father of Canaan. You notice right here that they named the three sons. Yes, son. What's going on? I'm on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, I heard it. You okay? Okay, you'll be okay. When I get off the radio, I'm going to call you, okay? I'm on the radio. Okay, I'm going to call you. And the sons of Noah, they went forth. So you notice right here in Genesis 9, excuse me about that, I had a call. You notice right here in Genesis 9:18 that they named the three sons, but they say Ham is the father of Canaan. So why didn't they say who is Shem children? Who is Japheth children? They just said Ham is the father of Canaan. Verse 19, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Overspread, the whole earth. So everybody that you see in this earth today, everybody that you see in this world today, everybody that you see on this planet today, these three sons overspread it, the whole earth, after the flood. After the flood. So Ham, he's the father of Canaan. Who is Canaan? We're going to go into that. Shem, who is Shem? What is his bloodline of children? Who is his descendant? Where did he come from? What did he do in the earth? Who is Japheth? Who did Japheth bring in the earth? Okay, we need to understand this, people. We need to understand this right now. We need to understand this right now. You've been told you African-American, you Mexican, you Puerto Rican, you Panamanian, you Honduras, you Guatemalan, you Polish, you German, you Russian, you China. You've been told all these things, names of countries. Names, listen to me, people. Those are names of countries. There is no way possible that your bloodline, the blood that's running through your veins, your DNA gonna tell you that you Mexican. When you read your DNA, it's not gonna tell you you Mexican. When you read your DNA, it's not gonna tell you that you African American. When you read your DNA, it's not gonna tell you that you Belizean. It's not gonna tell you that you Guatemalan. It's not gonna tell you that you Polish. It's not gonna tell you that you Scottish. It's not gonna tell you that you Chinese. It's not gonna tell you that you Egyptian. It's not gonna tell you none of those things. So that's why the people that rule this earth, they always taking our DNA. They know exactly who we are. They know exactly who we are. But you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. See, and this is the problem. This is a big, serious problem, people. Believe me. Believe what I'm telling you. They know, but you don't know. Why do they know? Because they read your DNA all the time. Your DNA tell you who you are and what's your bloodline and who you come from. And I ain't talking about that DNA that you get off the internet, ancestry.com and all that. I'm not talking about that stuff because that stuff was set up by the people that rule this earth. Okay? You can't go with that. You can't go with that. But what we can go with is the Bible. What we can go with the Bible. We can go with the Bible. Okay? We can go with the Bible to understand who the God of Israel put in this earth and put us in this earth to be. I'd rather go with the Bible. I have a better chance of getting the truth than going to some platform online and talking about give me my DNA and they telling me who I am. All the people that rule this earth, they the ones set up all of that. They set all of that up. So if you want to go with that, then you go ahead, but not me, okay? So let's read Genesis, next scripture, Genesis 10. So Noah had three sons. And the whole earth was filled from those three sons. Genesis 10. Genesis 10, verse 1 through 21. This is like a descendant from Noah. This is like a genealogy. Genealogy of all the three sons of Noah. Genesis 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. So after they got off the ship, after the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob destroyed this earth, this world with a flood, Noah and his three sons got off the boat, and these are the children that Shem, Ham, and Japheth had after they got off the boat. They began to have sons and daughters in the earth again. So they overspread the whole earth with their descendants. Genesis 10, verse 2. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, I'm reading Japheth's sons. Noah's oldest son. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javah, and Tubal, and Meshach, and Taras. Okay? Those are all the sons of Japheth. Gomer, 1. Magog, 2. Madai, 3, and Javah, 4, Tubal, 6, Meshach, 7, Taras, 8. So Japheth had 8 sons when he got off the ark. Him and his wife had 8 children, the oldest son of Noah. Now, Gomer. Let's look up the word Gomer. I want to take my time. I don't want to rush. I want to take my time and break this down very, very clear and good for you. So you can actually, come on, honey, please. So you can actually understand what I am teaching you tonight. So let's, Genesis 10, verse 2, let's look up the word Gomer. Japheth's first son, his name was Gomer. Gomer, Hebrew number 1586, complexion. You hear that, people? Complexion. These weren't white. These, okay? They, everybody back then was dark. Complexion mean they had actually color in their skin. Okay? Everybody back then, all of Noah was a black man. All his sons was dark. All of them. Noah was a Hebrew. All of them was dark. All of his sons was dark. But all of them wasn't Hebrews. Okay? All of them wasn't Hebrews. And I'm going to, you know, give you more understanding on that later. Gomer, complexion, Hebrew number 1586, Gomer, the name of a son of Japheth and of his descendants, also of a Hebrews, Gomer, okay? Hebrews mean because Noah, his father, was a Hebrew, okay? And Magog, listen to this. Magog, Hebrew, that's Noah, that's Japheth's second son. Magog, that's Hebrew number 4031. Magog, a son of Japheth, also a barbarous northern region. So Magog, his home would be in the northern region, Magog, okay? His third son, Madai, okay? Listen to me, people. Listen to me. Madai, okay? Madai, Hebrew number, this Noah, third son, this Japheth, third son, Madai. Okay, Hebrew number 4074, Madai, a country of Central Asia. So this is where they are located. This is where they overspread the earth back in ancient times. And this is where they are right now today, in modern times. Okay, Asia, Central Asia is Noah's third son. Magog is northern region, second son of Noah. Fourth son, Javah. It says Javah, listen, Hebrew number 3120 for Genesis 10:2. That is hot and active. Javah, the name of son of Jotan, and is of the race of Ionians, that is Greeks. Greeks. Do you hear me, people? Greeks. So Japheth, okay, his son Javah, is a Greeks, descending him with their territory, also placed in Arabia. And Tubal, and Mishah, but Hebrew number 4902, but probably of foreign derivation, a son of Javah, and the people descended from him. Taraz. Okay, so you get the picture. You get the picture. Okay, seven sons. Japheth had seven sons. Okay, so Genesis 10, verse 3. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenazi, Riphath, and Tojama. So these are, now we're going into Noah's grandsons from his son Japheth. I'm not going into all of that. I'm not going into Noah's grandsons and all of that, that his son Japheth had. I just want to identify and deal with Noah's three sons, Japheth, Shem, and Ham. So let's go to, I'm going to keep reading. I'm not going to go all the way down to 21. I was going to read all of it, but for time's sake, I'm just going to skip up a little bit here. Let's go to Genesis 10, verse 5. By these was the house of the Gentiles. What I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to read Genesis 10, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenazi, Rephath, Tomama, and the sons of Javah, Elisha, and Tarsha, Kittim, and Dodanim. Genesis 10:5. By these was the house of the Gentiles. Can you people hear me? Can you people hear me, what I am telling you? Japheth, he is the father of the Gentiles. Okay? The Gentiles. We haven't got to Ham yet, okay? We have not got to Ham yet. But I am showing you Japheth children right now. Genesis 10:5 say, by these were the house of the Gentiles divided into their lands, everyone after their tongues, after their families, and their nations. And their nations with a S. Okay, their nationality, Japheth, him, his son, and all his grandkids make up Gentiles. Okay, make up Gentiles. Now we're going to go to the sons of Ham, Genesis 10:6. Now, you understand that Japheth brought in Gentile children. His nationality, his race of people, his lineage in this earth, his children are Gentiles. Japheth, Noah's oldest son. Even though Noah was a Hebrew. But this is the way the God of Israel, a higher that overspread the whole earth with different race and a different nationality of people, Jew and Gentiles. He didn't make everybody the same, okay? He didn't make everybody with the same bloodline, the same DNA. Everybody can't be a Gentile. Somebody must be a Jew or a Hebrew in the earth, because he's the God of the Hebrews. He's the God of the Hebrews. That's what the Bible say. So everybody's not a Gentile. Everybody's not a Gentile. But that's what everybody believe, that you all are Gentiles. And that's the deception. So Genesis 10:5, we read that. Genesis 10:6, we on the second son of Noah. His youngest son, his name was Ham. Japheth is the oldest son. Ham is the youngest son. And the sons of Ham, Cush and Mizrah and Put and Canaan. So Ham had 1, 2, 3, 4 sons. Four sons. And Japheth had 7 sons. Okay? Verse 7 of Genesis 10. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Hivalah, and Sabbatah, and Ramah, and Zapatacha, and the sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. Now let's go back to Genesis 10:6. And the sons of Ham, Cush. That's Hebrew number 3, 5, 7, 8. Ham's first son was Cush. That's his name. Hebrew number 3, 5, 6, 8 says probably of the foreign origin. Origin, okay? They was not Hebrews. The Hamites are not Hebrews. Japheth is not Hebrews. Okay? Of a foreign origin. Foreign origin. They're not Hebrews. They Gentiles. Japheth brought Gentiles, and so did Ham bring Gentile children in the earth. So it's just not Ham that brought forth Gentiles. It's also Japheth. And we're going to go into a little bit who Japheth's children are in the earth. Because you people don't even know. Especially you Christians. So it say of a foreign origin, Hebrew number 3, 5, 6, 8, Cush or Ethiopia. Y'all hear me? Cush or Ethiopia. Cush mean Ethiopia. Ethiopians. They live in Africa. Cush, Africa. These are Ham's children. Okay, Cush, Ethiopia, the name of his son of Ham and of his territory, also of an Israelite, Cush, Ethiopia. Okay, Cush, Ethiopia. Mizrah. Mizrah is Hebrew number 47:14. Mizrah, that is upper and lower Egypt. Okay? This is Ham's second son. Mizrah. Upper and lower Egypt. That's where Mizrah children come from. I know I get Christians. You know, they believe that they're Egyptians, and they believe that they are Gentiles. That's why I wanted to make this broadcast for one reason, to help you Christians to understand. If you calling yourself a Gentile, you got to know which, did you come from Japheth? The Japheth brought forth Gentiles too, or did you come from Ham? Okay, Mizrah, that's Egypt, upper and lower Egypt. Third son of Ham is Put. Put, Hebrew number 6316. Put, a son of Ham. Also the name of his descendants, of their region, and of a Persian tribe. Put, Persia. Persia, Put. That's one of Ham's other sons. The fourth son is Canaan. Canaan. Okay? Canaan. Hillel made it. Hebrew number 3667, humiliated Canaan, a son of Ham, also the country inhabited by him. Canaan, merchant, traffic. Canaan, okay? Canaan, the land of Canaan is the promised land. That's the land that the God of Israel promised to give to Abraham's seed and to Isaac's seed and to Jacob's seed. Canaan is the promised land. They are Africans. Ham brought forth African children. African children. Okay? Japhet, which are Gentiles. Africans are Gentiles. And that's why you Christians believe that you are a Gentile. You know, you believe you're a Gentile because that's what you've been taught. That's what you've been taught, which is a lie. Which is a lie. Everybody can't be a Gentile, people. So, Genesis 10:7. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and I read that. Let me go on down. Now, Genesis 10:8. And Cush begot Nimrod. Nimrod is the king. He was the king of Babylon. Okay? Nimrod was the king of Babylon, ancient Babylon. Cush was his father. Ham was his grandfather. So that would make Nimrod a African. African. Okay? He's not a Hebrew. He is a African. Okay, people? And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Nimrod was a mighty hunter. It say Genesis 10:9. He was a mighty hunter, talking about Nimrod, before Ahiah. For it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter, before Ahiah. He was a very, very mighty warrior. Nimrod was a great, great warrior. Ahiah gifted him with that gift. Because it was hard for anybody to take down Nimrod. It was hard for anybody to take down Nimrod. But he did get took down by somebody. But I'm not teaching on that. So you're looking at Japhet and you're looking at Ham. Both of these sons of Noah brought forth the Gentiles and the earth. Genesis 10:9. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. He was a mighty hunter before Ahiah. Okay. What's going on? From where? The window? Okay. Excuse me, people. Okay. So Genesis 10:10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. So the beginning of Nimrod's kingdom was Babel. That's when he built the tower and all that. It say, and the beginning of this kingdom was Babel and Erech, Achat, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Babylon is, Shinar is Babylon. Babel is Babylon. Babel means Babylonian Empire. Hebrew number 894, confusion. That's what Babel means. Confusion, Babel, that is Babylon, including Babylonian and the Babylonian Empire. Nimrod was the king of the Babylonian Empire. He was an African. Ham is his grandfather, and Cush was his daddy. So you get the point that I am making about the two sons of Noah. Let's go down to Shem now. And if you just keep reading, you get all the grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and all the children that Canaan had, Cush had, and all the Nimrod sons had, and all the Japheth sons had. It's just, you go on and on, a lineage. So just to prove something to you, let's read Genesis 10:15. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amites, and the Gergesites. Okay? All of these people was in Canaan. When the children of Israel left the wilderness, they was all living there. The Jebusites, the Amites, the Gergesites, the Hivites, the Arkites, and all of them was living in Canaan. All of them. And they was Africans. Ham was their father. Okay? And his grandsons and all of that. Okay? Genesis 10:17. And the Hivite and the Arkites and the Sinites. One moment. Yeah. Verse 18, and the Arvidites and the Zemaritite and the Hamathite, and afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. So these are all the Canaanite families that I'm reading here, right here in Genesis 10. Okay, Genesis 10, you got Japheth children, and you have Ham, Cush, and all of them, Canaan, and all of their children. Okay? Genesis 10:19. And the border of the Canaanites was from Zidon, as thy comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, and thy goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah and Zeboim, even to Lasha. So Sodom and Gomorrah, that's the city. Or those are the cities that the God of Israel destroyed. Those are the cities that the God of Israel destroyed. Those are the Canaanites. The Canaanites, okay? Those are Canaan children. Those are Ham's great-great-grandchildren, okay? Okay? They are Africans. Sodom and Gomorrah was full of Africans, okay? Genesis 10:20. The Christian church, they talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, but they can never, is you out there? But they can never ever tell you and explain to you who was living there. All they can tell you is that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt. That's all they can tell you. They can't say nothing else about Sodom and Gomorrah. That's all they know. And that the angels try to kick in the door a lot and get the angels out of there and have sex with them. Okay, that's all they know. Not understanding that these was Gentiles, not understanding that these were African people living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Ham, great-great-grandchildren. Canaan was their father. Genesis 10:21. Unto Shem, okay? Unto Shem, also the father of all the children of Eber. So Shem brought another race and nationality of people. Okay? Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. Okay? The children of Shem, Elam, and Asar, and Aphrax, and Lod, Lud, and Aram. So Shem had five children. Shem had five sons. So Shem had five sons. Ham had And Ham had four sons. And Japheth had seven sons. Okay? Now, Japheth, I told you, I read to you that Japheth was the owls of the Gentiles. Okay? Gomer, Magog, which is Chinese. Magog is the Chinese and the Japanese. Okay, that's who Magog is. It's it's prophetic events in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel. Where it say Gog and Magog and Armageddon, Gog and Magog, okay? Those are prophecies that's going to take place in the last days with Armageddon, okay? So these are Chinese and Japanese people. Magog, okay? Mada, Asia, okay? Asia. Mada, Medes, Media, Ages, those are the Iranians. The Iranians. Okay? That's Mada, Medes, Media, Iranians, Asia. That's where the Iranians live. They live in Asia. Those are Japheth children. Chinese, Japanese, Japheth children. Japheth children. Greeks. Java. Those are Greeks. Japheth children. Okay? That's your dad. If you're a Greek, Japheth, Noah's oldest son, that's your bloodline. And that's your lineage. His son was Javan. I'm reading Genesis 10:2. Okay. Magog. Chinese, Japanese. Mada. Iranians over there in Asia. So you get the point. You get the point, people. So let me go back down to where I was reading. Let me go back down to where I was reading. Okay? Let me go where I was reading. And they brought forth the owls of the Gentiles. Let me go back to Shem now. Let me go back to Shem. The children of Shem, Elam, Eshar, Aprat, Lu, and Aran, okay? Listen to what it say for Shem. I'll read it Genesis 10:22. Okay, let me show you who Shem children are in the earth. Back there in ancient times and right now today. Right now today. Shem was the middle son of Noah. He was between Japheth and he was between Ham. He was the middle son. So it say, I'll read it Genesis 10:22, Elam. To the children of Shem, Elam. That was his first son. It's Hebrews 5:8-7. It say hidden. That is distant. Elam, a son of Shem, and his descendants with their country. Also 6 Israelites. So Shem brought forth the Is. Could I have water, brother, please? Shem brought forth the Israelites. Shem brought forth the Hebrews, the Hebrew nation, the Hebrew kingdom. Shem is the father, the Hebrew nation, Israelites, Jacob's sons. Shem was their great, 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 great grandfather. Okay, way back there, Shem was the progenitor of the Hebrew Israelites, the 12 tribes. Ishar was his second son. Ephrahatha was his third son, and Lu was his fourth son, and Aram was his fifth son. Okay? Hebrews 7:5-8, for Aram, the high land around Assyria and its inhabitants. Also the name of a son of Shem, a grandson of Noah, okay? Noah was kin to Abraham. Abraham was a Hebrew. I can go to the scripture in the Bible to prove to you that Abraham was a Hebrew, and Noah was his brother. He had two brothers, I believe. And of an Israelite. See, Noah, and of an Israelite. Haran, Mesopotamia, Syria, Israelite. Shem brought forth the children of Israel and the earth. That's his DNA. That's my DNA. Because I'm a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. Shem is my way back there, father. Way back there. So I just wanted to break down the three sons of Noah and let you know how the children of Israel came forth in the earth. Where did they come from? What is their bloodline? And what is their lineage? And I want to break down the Gentiles because I want to show you where they came from, who they are, and where they are located in the earth today. Okay? Thank you. So you have the two sons of Noah. Could you lock this door for me, brother? Excuse me, people. Noah, two sons, Ham and Japheth, brought forth Gentiles. Shem brought forth the Hebrew nation. Next scripture we're going to go to. We're going to go to Genesis 22:18. Nimrod up in there and all of that. Sodom and Gomorrah, all of that. Africans. They all Africans. They all Africans from the descendant of Ham. Okay? You got Japheth, the Chinese, the Asians, the Japanese, the Greeks. Okay? Japheth children. Japheth children. Let's read Genesis. So if you Christians want to believe you from Ham, go ahead and believe it. But I'm going to show you who the Gentiles are. You don't understand what you said when you say that you are a Gentile. You don't understand how the God of Israel really feel about Gentiles. You don't really understand how he feel about a Gentile people. You don't know what the Bible, you know, present them as. Okay, so I want to break it down for you. I want to break it all the way down so you understand your place as a Gentile, not only in the kingdom to come, but right now as a people. I want you to understand your place as a Gentile, because you say that with so much confidence. You say that with so much confidence. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Gentile. All you Christians. All you Christians, it don't matter if you pink, blue, white, purple, black, whatever color, you say you are a Gentile. And it doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you come from. Okay? So let me show you your place as a Gentile race and nationality of people. Okay? Solomon Gomorrah. Gentiles are pagans. They are pagan. They are a pagan race of pagans. So pagan. They, oh my. Why you think the God of Israel destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? So yeah, you want to be an African? Go ahead and be one. Go ahead and be one, but let me show you their place in the Bible and what they all about and what the God of Israel higher feel about a Gentile. Okay, Genesis 22:18. Don't be so quick to say you something that you don't even got no understanding about. You don't even understand what a Gentile is. You just going with what your theologian, seminary and colleges have taught your leaders. That's what you're going with. You're not going with facts. You're not going with evidence. You're not going with none of that. You're just going with the simple fact that they told your pastors and your elders and your leaders that you are Gentiles. And you believe it without no research. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? We have to be a crazy people to believe that we something without doing research. We have to be a crazy, dumb people to believe that we are something without doing research. It's important to know who you are. It's important to know your bloodline. It's important to know where you come from. And they taught you that too. It doesn't matter. It's not important where I come from. See, this is what they want you to keep believing. They want you to keep believing that. Because as long as you don't know who you are, you'll never know who your God is. You'll never know who your God is. And you'll never know the power and the might and the strength that you have in this earth and the dominion that you have in this earth. Adam and Eve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave them dominion and power in the earth. What is their bloodline? Who did they, you know, they was the first people on earth. What was their DNA? What was their bloodline? Who did they bring in the earth? Who is they children? This is not important to a Christian. Genesis 22:18. Genesis 22:18. Yeah, and way back then in ancient times, everybody was dark and black. Everybody. Noah was black as an ace of spades. Shem was black as an ace of spades. Japheth was black as an ace of spades. Ham was black as an ace of spades. Japheth, Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, all of them up in the north. They from the north. They was black as ace of spades back in ancient times. If you look at some of them old ancient pictures of Chinese, Japanese, and Koreans, and Iranians and like that, you would see how black and dark these people was. How did they get light? How did they get light? You know how? They mixed in. They start mixing. When they made the Tower of Babel, God, the God of Israel, came down and destroyed the tower, and he scattered them. He scattered them all over, everywhere, all over the earth. And they start mixing. Who did they mix with? Esau, Jacob's big brother. That's why you got light Chinese, you got light Iranians, you have light Koreans, you have light Japanese. Why? They look like they white. Because they mixed in with Esau. And I'm going to go to that next to show you who is Esau lineage and how he fit in with all of this. No, the original Chinese, they black as tar, man. The original Asians and Koreans and Iranians, they are black as tar. Why? Because their daddy Noah is black. Think everybody Chinese. That ain't who they is. That's not who the God of Israel created them in this earth to be. Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, all that. Just because they live in China and Korea and all that, they call them Chinese and Korea. No. What is your DNA? What is your bloodline? Who is your ancestors? That's what it's all about. And that's what they don't want you to know. Your ancestors. Who is they? The very people that mixed in with the Asians, that mixed in with the Iranians, that mixed in with the Koreans and the Japanese. Esau brought forth the European race, which is the Romans. And let me get to him first. Let me get to him first, okay? Let me get to him first. So let me read Genesis 22:18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Yes, this is Abraham. Abraham was a Hebrew. Matter of fact, let me get you that scripture just to prove that. Abraham is from Shem, Eber, Aram, A-R-A-M, Norah was Abraham's brother. Aram is where Abraham's lineage came in at. That was his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Aram. Shem had about five sons. Aram was one of them. He brought forth Abraham in the earth and his brothers and all that. Great-great-great-great all the way down, man. So let me get this. Give me 1 minute, people. A lot of people going around talking about, I'm a Gentile. You're what? So you're a pagan. You are a pagan. And I'm going to prove that to you. You are a pagan, man. You Christians think that's so big that you could say you're a Gentile. Who want to be a Gentile? Genesis 14:13, people. Genesis 14:13. Let me go up to verse 12. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. So Lot was living around nothing but Africans up in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's all was there, just Africans, Canaan children. Ham's son Canaan. So Lot was surrounded by Africans. They was freaks. They was freaks, homosexuals, gays, perverts. They did all kind of orgies and all kind of stuff. These people were so nasty. They were so nasty, and they were so filthy, and they were so polluted, and they were so defiled, and they were so abominable that the God of Israel had to destroy five cities. He destroyed five cities. It wasn't just one. It was like five cities that he destroyed. That's why he told Lot to run up in the mountains somewhere, because he's going to take all the cities he took down. Okay? But, that's another story. I ain't going in that. But, yeah, I'm just letting you know how freaks these people are. The Africans are they defile people, Gentiles. Genesis 14:12. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Genesis 14:13. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew. Okay? No, he is not a Gentile, Abraham. No, he's not a Gentile. It doesn't matter if he was born in the land of Ur or the Chaldean. He was not a Chaldean. Abraham was not a Chaldean, even though he was born there. It doesn't matter where you was born. It doesn't matter where you was born. It go by your bloodline. It go by your ancestors. Yeah, he was born in the land of Ur, Babylon. Babylon, full of Africans. Nimrod, Babylonian Empire. African. Nimrod was an African. Cush was his father. Okay? So, yeah, Abraham was born over there because his daddy was serving Nimrod. And his daddy was a Hebrew, too. So it doesn't matter where you was born at. It go by what's in your blood, man. So Abraham, right here in Genesis 14:13, Abram, this was for his name was changed. Abram the Hebrew. For he dwelt in the plain of Mamre. The Amorites, brother of Eshcol, the brother of Nar, and these were confederate with Abram. Okay? These was confederate with Abram. He was a Hebrew. Aram was his bloodline. Eber. Shem's son brought forth Abraham lineage, Hebrew. Let me read it, just to prove my point. Genesis 14:13. Hebrew number 5680. And Eberite, that is Hebrew. Let me read it again for Hebrew, right here in Genesis 14:13. Abram, the Hebrew. 5680. And Eberite, that is Hebrew or descendant of Eber. Then I read that to you in Genesis. Genesis chapter 10. When I read Shem, Eber was one of his sons. Eber was one of Shem's sons. Hebrew, Eber, Eberite, Hebrew, Aaron, the Hebrew. Point, close. So let's go to 1 Kings now. We're going to go more deeper into a Gentile now. What is a Gentile? What is a Gentile? Who is a Gentile? And who is they serving in the earth? Who is they God? 1 Kings 8:41-43. I just gave you a lot of history right there, people. I just gave you a lot of history. Only Hebrew people you're going to have in this earth, they are from the tribe of Shem. Shem is their father. You can't be spiritual Israel. You cannot be spiritual Israel, Christians. Get that off of your tongue because it's demonic for you to even think something like that. Totally, totally demonic. There's no way that a Gentile would ever have anything to be connected with as a Israelite or a Hebrew. No, you're not spiritual Israel because you say you're a Gentile. You are a pagan and you are a African. Yes. 1 Kings 8:41-43. I'm giving you history tonight. I ain't dealing with that New Testament where that one little scripture where they injected in the Bible talking about you spiritual Israel. No. No, that's a straight up injection. You don't have no other scripture in the Bible at all from Genesis to Revelation to back that up. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the garbage. Matter of fact, take your Bibles, Christians, and mark that spiritual Israel. Put a mark through that. Put a mark through that. You are spiritual Israel in the Bible. You know why? Because it's garbage. It's garbage. You can mark that off. Take it off your tongue. Take it off your tongue because it's not true. 1 Kings 8. 1 Kings 8:41-43. This is Solomon. Solomon was a Hebrew. David was a Hebrew. Black men. Black men. When I say black, I'm not talking about, you know, they from the tribe of Judah. They from the tribe of Judah. So they would be considered as the Negroes all over the earth. That's the tribe of Judah. No, Israel is not dead. No, Israel is not dead. Never. Never, ever, ever. Who you think going to live in the kingdom? Who you think going to live in the new Jerusalem when it comes down? Not you spiritual Israelites. Not you Gentiles. Hebrews will live in New Jerusalem. The 12 tribes, they are not dead and gone away. Forget about that. Garbage. Theologian College, garbage. Roman institution, garbage. Esau, Jacob's big brother, teaching, garbage. He want to be Jacob so bad. He want to be Jacob. He want to take Jacob's birthright after he gave it to him. Before I read 1 Kings, I want to read, I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Kings. 1 Kings 8, 41 and 43. 41 and 43, people, come on. Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. 10% in the earth. That the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will deliver up out of this sick, demonic, polluted earth. 1 Kings 8, 41. I thank the God of Israel for the Sabbath holy day. 41, 43. Moreover, concerning a stranger. Look what Solomon is saying. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel. Let me start from 1 Kings 8, 40. That they may fear thee all the days that they may fear thee all the days that they live. Talking about the children of Israel. The land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Who is our fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. The he kingdom. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel, but coming out of a far country for thy name's sake. See that? Moreover, concerning a stranger. Who is Solomon talking about when he say concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel, but coming out of a far country for thy name's sake? For thy name's sake. What country was that? They came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt with the children of Israel, the Africans, the Hamites, Mismara. One of Ham's sons, his name was Mismara. That's the Egyptians in the earth. Those are Africans. Those are Africans. And you Christians believe y'all are Egyptians. I know when I was a pastor of the Christian church, I heard that a lot of times. Yeah, I'm a Gentile and I'm an Egyptian. I am an Egyptian. That's what they believe, the Christian church. They Hamites. They Egyptians. But Solomon right here is saying concerning a stranger that came. Concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel. A stranger. Let's look that up in the Hebrew. For 1 Kings 8, 41. Look what it say now. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha. What is a Gentile? And who are they serving? Truth and the Bible. Let's look up stranger right here in 1 Kings 8, 41. Because Solomon is making a difference between a stranger and between the children of Israel. It's Hebrew number 5237 for stranger. Strange in a variety of degrees and applications. Foreign. Foreign, non relative, non-relative of a Hebrew Israelite, non-relative, adulteress. Do y'all see what y'all are? Do y'all see what y'all Gentiles are considered as to the God of Israel in the Hebrew, in the Hebrew scrolls? Non-relative of a Hebrew Israelite, adulteress. Y'all are adulterous people, Gentiles. Adulterous, different. You different from a Hebrew Israelite. Wonderful alien, foreigner, stranger. That's what you are. Non-relative, foreigner. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel. Look what it say for Israel. Hebrew number 3:4-7-8. He will rule as God. Do y'all hear me? So you want to be a Gentile? You want to be a stranger? You want to be an alien? You want to be adulterous? Go ahead and be a Christian. Go ahead and be it, whoever you are that want to be a Gentile. Go ahead and be it. Go ahead. But look what Israel is. 34:7-8. He will rule as God. Yasharel, a symbolic name of Jacob. Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes. Also typically of his posterity, Israel. So even King Solomon made a difference between a Jew and a Gentile. It always been a difference since ancient times, since the world began. Y'all are a adulterous pagan people, Gentiles. I'm going to take this all the way to 43. Moreover, concerning a stranger, I read that 42. 1 Kings 8:42, but they shall hear of thy great name. Talking about the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. They shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm when he shall come house. Jerusalem. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and do according to all that the stranger call it to thee, for that all people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as they do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name, that they may fear his name, that all the earth name, the God of Jacob, the all the earth may know his name. And you Gentiles, okay, y'all want to call him Jesus, you want to call him God, you want to call him Jehovah, you want to call him Buddha. You want to call him Allah. You want to call him all kind of names. But none of those are his name. But the point I'm trying to make right here in 1 Kings 8:43 is that Solomon was praying for the stranger, which is a Gentile, a foreigner, that all the people of the earth may know thy name. Name. Let me look up name now. It's 1 Kings 8:43 I'm reading. It's Hebrew number 8:0-3:4. A primitive word, perhaps rather from thought the idea of definite as conspicuous position, a appellation as a mark or memorial, a mark or memorial. And if you go to Exodus chapter 3, when the God of Israel revealed his name to Moses, told Moses, when you get, he told Moses, said, well, when I get to the children of Israel, they're going to want to know what your name is. He said, tell them my name is I am that I am. That's English. And when you look it up in the Hebrew, it say Ahaya, Ahaya, Haya, Ahaya. And he said, this is my name forever, right there in that same passage, Exodus chapter 3. And this is my memorial throughout all generations. This is his name forever now. Exodus 3, you cannot change his name to Jehovah. You cannot change his name to Buddha. You cannot change his name to Baal. You cannot change his name to God. You cannot change his name to none of that. And right there in that passage, that same very passage, he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't say I'm the Most High. He didn't say that. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and this is my name forever, Ahaya, and this is my memorial throughout all generations. So I'm looking, read it right here, 1 Kings 8:43. I'm looking up Hebrew number 8034 for name, and it say mark or memorial. So that would take you back to Exodus chapter 3, where he revealed the name to Moses and told Moses that this will be his memorial throughout all generations, which is his name. His name is a memorial throughout all generations. And that's why Solomon is praying, saying, thy name is Ahaya. It is a memorial. It is a memorial throughout all generations. Okay. So yes, you don't change. You know, you don't try to say the whole world is Gentile. The whole world is Gentiles. Everybody's a Gentile. Everybody's a pagan. Everybody's adulterous. A Gentile. You don't change the God of Israel name and gave him all kind of names. This is what you Gentiles have done. And that's why he said y'all are pagans. And y'all are dogs, and y'all are filthy, and y'all are no good. Because look what you have done. Look what you have done to his earth. Talking to you Gentiles right now. Japheth children, Ham children, and Esau children. I'm talking to y'all right now. I ain't even got to Esau yet. He's next. I'm going to tell you who he brought in the earth. Gentiles. Look what you have done to the earth. Look what you have done to the God of Israel's name. Look how you have hid his name in the earth. Look how you have hid his people in the earth, his 12 tribes, telling them that they somebody else, that they Gentiles. You think the God of Israel ain't going to deal with y'all people for doing that? You think he ain't going to deal with y'all Gentiles for doing that? That's why you see all his wrath and destruction in the earth now, because he's dealing with you Gentiles for polluting his name, polluting his earth, and polluting his people, telling the Christian church that and everybody that Israel is dead and done away with, and they don't exist no more. And it said, next scripture, Genesis 25. Let's deal with Esau now. Let's deal with Esau for a minute here. Let me show you who his children is in the earth, his descendants, his nation, his nationality, his bloodline. Genesis 25. Everybody confused up, bound up, crazied up. Everybody messed up, don't know nothing. Don't know nothing, man. Don't know nothing but religion. Religion. That's all y'all know is religion. Religion. Jesus. That's all you know. And your God. You don't got no history. You don't know nothing about who you are, where you come from, where you need to be. Nothing. And you ain't trying to find out. Because they don't brainwash you people telling you it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where I come from. It doesn't matter who I am. It doesn't matter what his name is. It doesn't matter. Israel is dead. People nuts, man. You are nuts. Say some blasphemy. That is blasphemy. That is blasphemy. Blasphemy, Gentiles. You are blaspheming the God of Israel and his people. And you wonder why people die? All kind of children die. All kind of stuff dies. All kind of animals die. All everything dying around us. Cutting the wicked off in the earth. That's what he's doing. Cutting off the wicked. You Gentiles. He's cutting you off in the earth. Because if you confess that you're a Gentile, and if you believe that you're a Gentile, then that's what you are. And that's who you want to be. So go ahead and be it. But you've been cut off in the earth because you're wicked. Your fathers was wicked. Your fathers was wicked. All of them. Nimrod, Ham, all of them. Japheth, all of them was wicked in the earth. And they the ones set up all these gods that you see in the earth. And it started right at the Tower of Babel. That's where it started at. In Babylon. Ancient Babylon. They had all kind of gods over there with Nimrod the king. An African. You Gentiles is the one that don't defile the earth with all your gods. And you got the poor little weak people believing that they Gentiles and they this and they God name is that and they God is this and they God is that and this how you worship it and this how you pray and this what you do. And you people believe it. Let me go to Genesis 25, people. Let me find my verse. Let me see where I'm at right now. Genesis 25. Genesis 25. Let me show you Esau. Who is Esau's children in the earth? They are Gentiles. They are Gentiles. This is Jacob's big brother. They was twins. I don't have that many scriptures tonight. I think I can finish this. Now, Genesis 25, 12. Now, these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, talking about no Ishmael right now. Ishmael is one of Abraham's sons. He brought forth the Arabs. He brought forth the Arabs in the earth. Arabs. Genesis 25:19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laman, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated Ahiah for his wife because she was barren. And Ahiah was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Genesis 25:22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Ahiah. And Ahiah said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. So she went, Rebekah went to talk to the God of Israel. And she asked the God of Israel, why am I in so much pain? Why are these children in my womb fighting? I feel a struggle in my womb. I feel a fight in my womb. I feel a wrestle inside of my body. And the children struggled together. They was fighting inside the womb. Look what it says for struggle together. Genesis 25:22. Talking about Jacob and Esau now. Genesis 25:22. Struggle together. Hebrews 7:5-3. A primary root to crack in pieces. Literally or figuratively, break, bruise, crush, discourage, oppress, struggle together. They was literally fighting inside the mama belly. Twin brothers. And the children struggled together. Verse 23. And Ahiah said unto her, two nations. So it's not one nationality. It's two nations are in thy womb. And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Okay. Jacob will bring forth one race of people, and Esau will bring another race and nationality of people. And that's why they was fighting in the womb for dominion. Who's going to come out first? Who's going to get the birthright? And all of that. Because it said right here, this is the prophecy that Ahiah gave Rebekah, that the elder shall serve the younger. Okay? So it was a fight in the womb. Who going to come out first? Who going to get the birthright? Who going to have the dominion? Who going to have the authority in the earth? Who going to bring forth the 12 tribes of Israel? Two nations. Nations. When you look up the word nation in Genesis 25:23, let me look up the word two first. Hebrews 8:1-7, the second form being feminine, two also, twofold, both coupled, double, second twain. Look what it say. 12, 26 score thousand, twice two. Two nations. Two nations. And when you look up the word nation right here, it's Hebrews 1:4-7-1. Apparently from the same root as in the sense of massing, a foreign nation, hence a Gentile. Do y'all people hear me? A Gentile, also figuratively a troop of animals. Y'all want to know what a Gentile is? Animals. Animals. Matter of fact, the Son of God called them dog. Dogs in the New Testament. Over there in the book of Matthew. When a Canaanite African woman wanted the Son of God to heal her daughter. He said, no, I'm not going to give the children of Israel bread and blessings to no dogs. So, yes, Gentiles are, it's a Gentile. Also, figuratively, a troop of animals or a flight of locusts, Gentile, heathen, nation, people. So it's two nations in the womb. Gentiles are in the womb. And two manner of people. Two manner of people shall be separated from the bowels. So Esau brought forth the Gentile nation. And Jacob brought forth the Hebrew nation. That's my daddy. Jacob is my daddy. Judah is my father. Esau brought forth the Gentile race. So you look at that right here. The heathens, they pagans, they adulterous, idolaters. They go against the God of Israel all the time. And that's why you Gentiles don't want to serve the real God. Y'all got all kind of gods up in here. You got all kind of gods up in this earth. All kind of names, all kind of gods, all kind of statues, all kind of stuff. You are adulterous. You are pagans. You are animals. You are dogs. So they were separated from the bow. So who is Esau's children? And look what it said. Genesis 25:24. And when her days to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there was twins in her womb. There was twins in her womb. They was not identical twins, but they was twins. And the first came out red. 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 Who is red? Romans are red. Esau is their daddy. Germans are red. Esau are their daddy. French are red. Esau is their daddy. Russians are red. Esau is their daddy. Scottish are red. Esau is their daddy. Polish, Portland's or Polish are red. Esau is their daddy. The European nation is Esau's children. They red. Red. When you look at their face, and if you look up the definition for, let me try to get it right here. They say red. Look what it say here, people. You're going to know exactly who Esau's children is. You're going to know exactly. Yeah, he mixed in with the Chinese and the Koreans and the Asians and the Iranians and all of them. That's why they red, too. Because Esau mixed in with them, with Japheth children, with African children, with Hebrew children. Well, he done mixed himself with all kind of people, all kind of people. It say right here for Genesis 25:24, and when her days to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there was twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they call his name Esau. Red, reddish of the hair. Oh, my God, reddish of the hair. Yes, They got red hair. Red hair. Red hair. And look what else it say. When you, I'm in overtime now. And it say, I don't have that much. I should be able to finish this. Hebrew number 1119 took me to another Hebrew number for red. It say to show blood in the face. This is Esau now. This is how you identify Esau in the earth and his children. That is, it say to show blood in the face. When you look at their face, you can see blood. That is flush. Flush, F-L-U-S-H, or turn rosy. Turn rosy. Put them in the sun. Look at them. They're going to turn rosy. When they get mad and all of that, they turn red. They turn rosy. They show blood in their face. This is Esau children in the earth. They are Gentiles. They are Romans. They are Germans. They are Russians. They all of that. Scottish, English, French, British. Turn rosy. Be dyed, mate. Red. Gentiles. Esau children. You either can be a Jew or a Gentile. There's no other nationality. There's no other race of people in this earth. You either a Jew or a Gentile. You either a Hebrew or a Gentile. You either the 12 tribes of Israelites of Israel or a Gentile. There is no other race of people or nationality. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I know you did. That's why I have to do this broadcast tonight. Let me keep going. Let me look up the word Esau right here. Why I am here. Let me see here what else I can give y'all from his name. We'll just leave it there. Esau. Esau is a, in the original sense, a handling rough that is sensibly felt. Esau, the son of Isaac. That's what it say. But he's red in the face. He's rosy and all of that. Remember that. That's Hebrew number 132 for red. Genesis 25:25 for Esau. Rosy in the face. His face looked like blood when you look at it. Pink, rosy blood. Next scripture. Romans 15:9. Let me go, people, because I want to read my news articles. Romans 15:9. Romans 15:9. Romans 15, verse 9. Let's give you some more information about Gentiles. Yeah, they God is Satan. They God is statues and all kinds of, that's who they serving in the earth. Statues, false gods. That's why they call, they say he got many names. God got many names. He got many titles. It doesn't matter what color he is. Don't matter what his name is. This is Gentiles. These are pagans. These are Gentiles. These are heathens. Romans 15:9. Yes, people. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause, I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Let me look up the word Gentiles. That the Gentile might glorify God. That's what Paul said. That they might glorify God. This is a pagan race, heathenistic people. That's why our earth is the way it is. That's why you got all these religions and all these names and all these gods and all this satanic teachings in the earth, all this paganism in the earth, all this idolatry in the earth. Why? Because the Gentiles have set all of it up. Your daddies, Japheth, Ham, and Esau. Gentiles. Let's look up Gentiles right here in Romans 15:9. It say, if we're looking in the Greek now, we done showed you what Gentile mean in the Hebrew. Now let's look in the Greek in the New Testament. Romans 15:9 I just read. Greek number 14848. A race, a nationality. A race, a nationality. A race as the same habit. That is a tribe, especially a foreign non-Jew. Non-Jew. It say Jewish here, but Jewish is nothing but Esau children. They Romans. Non-Jew. One, usually by implication, pagan. Pagan. Y'all need to look up the definition for pagan Christian. You say you're a Gentile. Look up pagan. Look up pagan. That's why Jesus is his name, because you're a pagan. You don't want to serve the real Son of God. You don't want to call the real Son of God name. You rather call a Spanish. Sergio Borgia, he is from Spain. He is Spanish. Sergio Borgia, Jesus. He is a Spaniard. He is Esau race, nationality, bloodline. Sergio Borgia, you're Jesus. You're a dead man. Second Pope Rome, a son. Spanish. Spanish. Esau children. Spanish, Romans, Greek. Not Greeks. Greeks is Japheth. Greek is Japheth. Romans, Spanish, Germans, Russian, Scotland, British, Portland, all of them is Esau children. So, heathen, pagan nation. Next verse. Look what it says. It took me to another Greek number. Greek number 1486. To be used by habit or conveniently. Usage, be custom, manner. Custom. What is their custom? To serve all kind of gods, to do all kind of idolatry. They are pagan. You Christians are pagan because you are Gentile. You are a pagan. That's why you don't know the God of Israel. You don't know the real God. You're not praying to the real God. You're not calling on the real God. You follow your daddy Pope. He a Roman. He is a Roman. He set up all your religions and all the stuff that you have. He is a Roman. Esau children. Roman. Jewish. Verse 10. Of Romans 15. And again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Rejoice ye Gentile with his people. The 12 tribes of Israel. Paul is telling the Gentiles to rejoice with Israel, his people. No, you're not spiritual Israel. You are just a Gentile, and that's all you will ever be, Christian. And again, praise a higher, all ye Gentiles. And laud him, all ye people. Next scripture, last one, and then I'm going to read go into my news article. I have about, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish all those. I'm going to try. Romans 2, 14. Last one for what is a Gentile and who are they serving? Truth in the Bible. This is the last scripture. I think I don't painted the picture good enough. I don't need to paint it no better. Romans 2, 14 through 24. Romans 2, 14, 24. Romans 2, 14 through 24. For when the Gentiles which have not the law, listen to this, the Gentiles have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. You are a law unto yourselves. You make your own laws. The law done away with. I ain't got to keep the law. You are a law to yourself. You make your own law. Your own law. I don't got to go by the dietary law. I can eat what I want to eat. I can wear what I want to wear. Every day is I can worship him any day. Sunday is a holy day. You are a law to yourselves. You are a law. You are pagan by nature. You are pagan. Which show the work of the law writ in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secret of men by Yeshua Christ according to my gospel. And I'm going to leave that right there. You are a lawless people. You are a lawless people. Let me keep, I'm going to go all the way down here. See what I'm looking for here. Look what it said, Romans 2:24. Romans 2:23. Let's read Romans 2:22. Though they say a man should not commit adultery, does thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, does thou commit sacrilege? Thou that maketh thy boast of the law, though breaking the law, dishonor thy God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles. The name of Ahiah. The name of Ahiah God, Romans 2:24, is blasphemed, Paul said, among the Gentiles. Though you as it is written. The name of Ahiah is blasphemed among the Gentiles. How do you blaspheme his name, Gentiles? His name is Jesus. His name is Buddha. His name is Yah. His name is this. You have blasphemed the name of the God of Israel. And you are breaking the law. And you dishonor God. You dishonor God. You dishonor his law. You have blasphemed the God of Israel. And with that, people, it speaks for itself. Look at our world. Look at our earth. Look at what's going on in our earth. Look what the Gentiles, you Africans, you Romans, all of you people, look at the Gentiles. Look what they have did to the earth, J-Fat, Gentile, Chinese and all of them, Asian, all of them. Look what you have done to the earth. Brought all your gods with all their names. You have blasphemed the name of the God of Jacob. And now you people are being cut off and the earth for your wickedness, for your evil. Yeah, you're a Gentile, Christian. You're a Gentile. You know why? Because you love to blaspheme the God of Israel. You can't even call him the God of Israel. You can't even call him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The only thing you can say is God, 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 God. That's all you can say. You have blasphemed the God of Israel, and he's going to deal with you Gentiles. He's dealing with you right now. Now, I'm going to go to a news article. I'm going to go to a news article right now. Let me see. They haven't cut me off yet. I got a little time. Let me go to a news article right now, people. You see all these fires in the earth, floods in the earth. You see all this stuff? You see all this going on right now. Why, people? Let's go to Joel 2:30. Let's go to Joel 2:30. Let me show you what's going on prophetically because of you Gentiles. Look what you Gentiles have done. Look at what you Gentiles have done to a highest earth. You see what's going over there, going on over there in Europe, over there in Germany right now, Belgium, German, Esau children, Gentiles. Look what it say in the news. The West is a tinderbox. Heat and drought set the stage for the huge wildfires burning across the region. They cannot put it out. They cannot stop it. And they better get out the God of Israel way before they get hurt. I'm telling y'all, get out his way. Let him burn whatever he want to burn. This is his world. This is his earth. You cannot stop him. You people did it to your own selves with all your wickedness, with all your evil. Now it's time for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. There's nothing you can do about it. It says June record-breaking heat wave was the final ingredient needed for explosive wildfire growth. The earth been heating up like they never seen it before. Yes, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because the God of Israel just told me and said, Joel chapter 2, verse 30. Let's read that before they cut me off. I got about 4 or 5 scriptures. I'm going to try to finish before they cut me off. Joel 2:30. Come on. Let me show you what's happening up in this earth. Prophetic. What these Gentiles have did to the earth. Gentiles. Christians. Yeah. That's what y'all are. Christians. Yeah. Joel, where your daddy Pope at now? Can he stop them fires? The Holy Father, y'all call him. Joel 2:30. Look what it said, Joel 2:30. And I will show wonders in the heavens. See, this is what the God of Israel is doing right now. You cannot see him. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. None of your Hebrew Israelite elders, none of your Christian church pastors, none of your Muslim pastors, none of you people can prophesize and speak prophetically and show the people what exactly is going on in the earth. Joel 2:30. I will show wonders in the heavens, in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. So you see all that fire going from one end of the earth to the next end of the earth. You see all the floods going from one end of the earth to the next end of the earth. You see all the earthquakes going from one end of the earth to the next end of the earth. This is what you Gentiles did to the earth. Now the God of Israel don't want it no more. He don't want this earth any longer because it is defiled. It is polluted. You have destroyed the earth with your wickedness. You Hebrew Israelites, all of y'all. Y'all right along with the Gentiles, setting up religions and all that stuff, talking about y'all following the God of Israel, and you in the truth. You ain't in nothing. You in paganism, just like the Gentiles. And I will show wonders in the heavens, and it say Hebrew number for blood, 1818, blood as that which when shed caused death of man, of animals, blood shed, drops of blood. Okay, people, fire. I would show blood and fire. It say Hebrew number 784, burning, fury, fire, flaming hot. Your water won't be able to put it out, people. I'm telling you, flaming, hot, burning, fury. That's what it is for fire, for Joel 2:30. Pillars of smoke. So much smoke. So much smoke. The other day when I was looking at a news article, I was looking at a fire. I think it was in California. I think it was somewhere over there or Arizona. I don't remember. I was looking at a fire. And when I looked at the fire that was up over the mountain burning over there, I saw the face of the God of Israel and the fire. You don't believe me? I have two people right here that was my witness. They saw the same exact thing that I saw. I said, look, y'all, look at that picture. Look at the fire. Look right there in the middle. What do you see? They said, I see a face. I see a face of a man. I see his eyes. I see his nose. I see his forehead. We saw the God of Israel, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, in the fire. And then I try to save the picture and all of that because I wanted to show it to other people. I wanted to show it to my sisters and everybody. But you know what? When I tried to save the picture, I saved the picture. But when I went back to the picture, I couldn't see his face no more. So that was a confirmation to me as his prophet. What he is doing in the earth, who is doing the fire, who is in the midst of the fire. So I just wanted to let you know what you people are up against and who you are fighting. Who you are fighting. You fighting with the real God right now. Next scripture. Precept Luke 21:11. Let's go to that. Luke 21:11. I have two witnesses that I saw his face in the fire. Luke 21:11, people. Y'all don't know what's going to happen up in here. I'm telling y'all, don't know what's going on, people. You don't know. You don't know. 21:11 of Luke, precept to Joel 2. The Then said he unto them, nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes. They got tsunamis, floods, all kind of earthquakes all over the earth, killing people. Oh, God, so much is going on. So much destruction. So much destruction is going on in this earth. I told you people for a whole year and a half, 2 years. 2 years I've been on this platform trying to warn you people, trying to tell you people, you need to stop. You need to stop calling on all these false gods. You need to stop doing idolatry. I've been telling you for 2 years, but you people paid me no attention. Now look where we are, and now look what's going on in the earth. It's too late now. He already mad. He already furious. It's too late. He cutting the wicked off now in the earth. You are being cut off by the God of all gods. Ahaya is his name. And great earthquakes, he say, shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, all kind of diseases, all kind of viruses, pestilence, COVID-19, Delta virus, Gamma virus, all kind of virus, Heta virus, all kind of diseases, all kind of viruses. You know what? You won't even be able to keep up with it. You won't be able to keep up with them, people, because they coming so fast and so rapid. Why? Because we have sinned against the God of all gods. We have sinned against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have sinned against the God of Israel. We have sinned. We have been a lawless people in a lawless society. Thanks to you Gentiles. You got the Hebrew Israelites thinking they Gentiles. Following all your paganism and all your idols and all your idolatry and all your, oh my God, people. He said pestilence and fearful sights. I'm reading Luke 21:11. Fearful sights, pestilence. Disease, Greek number 3061. Disease for Luke 21:11. Disease, plague, and fearful sights. Fearful sights. When I saw his face in the fire the other day, that was a fearful sight to me. Because I never saw nothing like that a day in my life. That ain't something that you see every day. The God of all gods, the creator, revealing his face in the earth. Because he is here. He is here. Him and his angels and his heavenly hosts. Fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Great signs shall there be from heaven and fearful sights. Next scripture, people. Next precept. Luke 21:25. Same one. Just go down to 25 verse. Go down to 25 verse. And there should be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations. What nations? Gentile nations. Distress of nations with perplexity. The seas and the waves roaring. Look at Germany. Look at Belgium. Look at all over. You got floods all everywhere. So many floods. So much water. So much stuff is going on. He said, the sea and the waves are roaring. They are roaring. That means they are angry because he is angry. He making the seas and the waves and the floods roar. The Son of God is on his way. He on his way, people. The kingdom is coming. Men, Luke 21:26, men's hearts failing them for fear. Your hearts are, you haven't saw nothing yet, people. Oh my God. Men's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Next verse, next precept, Acts chapter 2, verse 19. Acts 2:19. Yes, people, this is all prophetic, what's going on in the earth. It is all prophetic. Your leaders don't know it. They don't know it. They can't take you to it and show you. They still want to give you feel-good messages. Feel-good messages. Man and woman, all that stuff. Feel good. No, motivation. It's over. That's over with. Acts 2:19. Get away from behind me. Good, baby. Go over there. Come on. Acts 2:19. Ain't no more feel good. You got all the money you're going to make off of the poor little dumb sheep. You got all the money you're going to make, leaders. All the money you're going to make up in this earth. 2:19. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood. Blood. And fire and vapors of smoke. That's where we are right now, if you people didn't know that. So when I look at the fire, when I look at the fires on the news, the pictures that they show, I can see the blood. I can see the blood mixed with the fire. I can see it. I can see the blood that's mixed with the fire. I can see the blood, people. I can see the blood mixed with the fire. And the vapors of smoke is so much smoke. It's so much blood mixed with the fire. It's not just fire. It's blood mixed with fire. Blood mixed with fire. Next scripture. I'm going to take this to 20 verse. Acts 2. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and noble day of Ahiah come. Next scripture. Jeremiah 47:2. This is about the floods. We got a lot of floods in the earth. I'm speaking to you prophetically. I'm showing you the prophetic right now. What is going on here? Jeremiah 47:2. It's not just fire, people. It's blood mixed with fire. Look what he said. Thus said Ahiah, behold, waters rise up out of the north and show me an overflowing flood and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein, the city and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl out of the north. Water shall rise. Where's Germany? It's in the north. Where's Belgium? I believe it's in the north. Floods. floods, overflowing floods. Men shall cry. You're not crying yet, people, but you will. You will be crying in a minute. COVID-19 couldn't make you cry. 4 million done died. You still ain't crying. You will be crying in a minute. Not only crying, you're going to be howling. That's what the God of Israel say right here in Jeremiah 47. You will be howling. Howling like a dog. Howling like a dog. Next scripture, Matthew 24:39. We have two more after that, and I'm finished. Matthew 24:39. Let me see if they cut me off yet. I'm still going, people. Matthew 24:39. That's why I had to make this broadcast to show you who's causing all the destruction in the earth. Who's doing it? It's the Gentiles. It's the Gentiles. They have corrupted the earth. They have corrupted the earth. They the ones in charge. They the ones in charge of the earth right now, the Gentiles. Esau, Jacob, big brother. Jacob is just little slaves working for them, getting them rich, making money from them, buying all their stuff, buying all their, Jacob is just a little poor slave, nobody. And Esau is the one ruler there, him and Japhet. And Ham and Esau, those are the three nationalities and races of people that's ruling this earth and that's that have defiled the earth. That's powerful. Matthew 24:39. I know who these people is because the God of Israel revealed to me who they is. And knew not until the flood came. And see, you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that know they Israel and the ones that don't know, you just following along with whatever they tell you to do and how they tell you to do. You just following along with them, going with the flow, as they can say. You corrupting yourself too. You have corrupted the earth with them, Hebrews. You don't get away either. You're not exempt. You're doing your part too, corrupting everything with all your false gods and your statues and all that madness that you got going on too. Matthew 24:39. And knew not until the flood came. See, they was giving in marriage and all that. Let me go up. But as the days of Noah, Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Oh, they was having a party, man. Oh, they was having a party. They was having a good time. Oh, my God. Going to their football games, their baseball games, all of that. Mary, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So it won't be a lot of fire. A lot of fire. He's going to judge this earth with fire this time. Next scripture, Nahum 1:8. One more after that, people, and I'm gone. Talk to you tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow talking about the 613 laws tomorrow. Nahum 1:8. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an other end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Let me read Nahum 1:7. A hire is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he know them that trust in him. See, he know the remnant. He's going to pull the 10% out. He's going to pull the remnant out. Only the remnant going to make it through this, people. That's it. Nobody else. Many are called, but only few chosen. Only the remnant. Nahum 1:8. But with an overrunning flood, you cannot stop the water. It's just coming from everywhere. They got water just busting out dams, rivers overflowing, all kind of water just filling up the earth. Raining a lot, raining. So, oh, man, heating up everywhere, so hot, and fires and earthquakes and, oh, viruses and pestilence and plagues and with an overrunning flood. Deluge will flood. Deluge. It say cleanse. Hebrews 7:8-5-7. Cleanse to gallop, conquer, down, overflow, wham, rinse, run, rush, duly, wash away. The overrunning flood. He will make an other end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Who is his enemies? The Gentiles. The Gentiles is his enemies. The Gentiles is his enemy. It say Hebrews 9:3-4-0 to hate as one of an opposite. Listen to what it say now. But it say his enemies. I looked up his enemies. It say Hebrews 9:3-4-1, hating an adversary, hating. And it took me to another Hebrew number. Hebrews 9:3-4-0 for enemy, hating, adversary. It say root, to hate. You didn't think the God of Israel hate. Oh, yeah, he got a lot of enemies that he hate. Lot, 90% of this world he hate. Only 10 going to make it out. To hate, one as in an opposite tribe. One of an opposite tribe now. I told you it's only Jew and Gentile. Jew or Gentile now. That's all you got in the earth. So that enemy, the opposite tribe that he hate, is a Gentile. It's an opposite tribe or party. Hence, to be hostile, to be an enemy. Gentile. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that prove that his enemies is the Gentiles. Let me keep going. Next one. Last one. 2 Peter 3:6-7. 2 Peter 3:6-7. Finish, people. Finish. 2 Peter 3:6-7. Gentiles are his enemy. He hate Gentiles. Matter of fact, if I have time, I'm going to go to a scripture in Romans and read that and show you exactly who his enemies is. 2 Peter 3:6-7. Whereby the world that then is saying, let me go to verse 5. 2 Peter 3:5, last scripture. If I have time, one more. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the records of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Y'all hear that? The world that was standing back then in Noah day, overflowed with water, and it perished. And it perished. It died. So many people. It was only Noah and his family left. We're going to have 10% left when he get finished. 2 Peter 3:7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and prediction of godly man. There you go, people. That's what's going on. Ungodly men have polluted this earth. It's no more use for the God of Israel. It's no more use. Sin have took its toll. Sin have reached her full capacity. Her full capacity. It have reached up to heaven. That's a scripture in Revelation. Sin has reached up to heaven. And that's why he down here dealing with his enemy. Let me go to Romans 13, last one, show you who his enemies is. Let me show you his enemy. Let me show you his enemy. I'm going to show you one of his enemies. All the people I named, okay? Japheth, Ham, and Esau. Those are his enemies. Gentiles. Genesis 13, that is, let me get it, people. Give me 1 minute. And then leave right after this. Malachi 1:3. Let's go to Genesis 9:13 first. Let me see how they cut me off yet. Still going. I'm going to go to 2. Malachi 1:3, Romans 9:13 first. It's Romans 9:13. That's the one it is. Romans 9:13. Let's start at verse 9. For this is the word of promise at this, Romans 9:9, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, Romans 9:12, the elder shall serve the younger. I read that for you in Genesis 25 tonight. The elder shall serve the younger. As is Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Esau have I hated. Let me look up the word hate, have I hated. Greek number 3404, hatred, to detest, especially to persecute, by extension, to love less, hateful, hatred. He hate Esau. It is written, Jacob have I loved. Look what it say for Jacob, Greek number 25, to love. The word love, Greek number 25. To love in a social or moral sense. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. When you look up the word Esau right here in Romans 9:13, the name Esau in the Greek, it say Esau in Edomite. Esau in Edomite. Edomite, okay? Go to Malachi 1:3, last one. Malachi, that's who he hates, Esau, his enemy, Gentile. They have corrupted and defiled the earth, the ones that set up all your laws that you have in this world, the laws of the land and all the rest of it that you have. Okay. Oh. And you got Japheth and Ham, confederate with him. Malachi 1:2. Let's start at verse 1. The burden of the Malachi 1:1, the burden of the word of Ahiah to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, said Ahiah. Yet you say, wherein have thy loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said Ahiah? Yet I loved Jacob. Verse 3, and I hated Esau. Do y'all see what he said to Malachi to tell the children of Israel, the 12 tribes? His prophet Malachi, he told him, tell the children of Israel, I love them and I love Jacob, their father. He said, I have loved you, said Ahiah, yet you said, where have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said Ahiah, yet I love Jacob? Jacob, Hebrew number 3:290, heel catcher, that is supplanter, Jacob, that's his name in the Hebrew, Jacob, the Israelite, patriot, Jacob. He said, Malachi 1:3, I have hated Esau and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build a desolate place. Thus said Ahiah of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. Said, what they build, he's going to throw it down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness. Y'all hear me? The border of wickedness. He said, go ahead, Esau. Try to build it. I'm just going to tear it down. That's what you're seeing with all the fires right now. The border of wickedness and the people against whom Ahiah have indignation forever. Forever. He always going to hate Esau. Always. Forever. Forever he going to hate Esau. Indignation. You know what it means? Hebrew number 2:194, a primary root, probably to foam at the mouth. That is to be enraged, a hurl, abominable, be angry, defy, have indignation. He said, you can build, but you know what, Esau? I'm going to tear it down. Guess what? I'm going to have indignation against you forever. You have set up. All your borders are the borders of wickedness. Jacob I love, Esau have I hated. And your eyes shall see, and you shall say, Ahiah be magnified from the border of Israel. That's Jerusalem. We going back home, remnant. We going back home to our own land. Stay tuned, remnant. Hold on. It's coming. Our deliverance is coming. Get rid of all these gods. Get rid of all these idolatry. Repent. Confess. Cry out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Cry out to the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you're sorry for showing your children how to be sinners and wicked against them, to call on Jesus and all kind of gods and all kind of names. Come on, people. Keep the law. Go back to the law. Look it over. See what we got to do, how we got to do, what the God of Israel wants us to do so we can be saved, so he will help us out of this madness that is in this earth, out of the wrath of a angry, disappointed God. So with that, people, I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up where we left out off. We're going to pick it up where we left off with the 613 laws tomorrow. What is a Gentile? And who are they serving? Truth in the Bible. Everybody is a Gentile. That's what y'all teach. Y'all teach Israel is dead. Wow, look at the madness that the Gentiles have done up in here. I will talk to you people tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye for now.